And now, it's time for our weekly news round. Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
A row has erupted within the Church of England as senior Anglicans are calling on the Archbishop of Canterbury to force his ambassador to the Vatican to resign because he does not believe Jesus rose from the dead. It has emerged that Dr. John Shepherd, an Australian cleric appointed last week as the new representative to Rome, had delivered a sermon in which he said Christians should be set free from the traditional view of the resurrection. The controversial comments delivered while he was Dean of Perth Cathedral have been criticised for flying in the face of the most fundamental of Christian doctrines. In a 2008 Easter sermon he said, "It is important for Christians to be set free from the idea that the resurrection was an extraordinary physical event, which restored to life Jesus' original earthly body. The resurrection of Jesus ought not to be seen in physical terms, but as a new spiritual reality." He added how the disciples merely felt his presence after his death, and the gospel accounts in the Bible were not historical records as we would write history today. Senior Anglicans have rounded on his unorthodox views, claiming they are inappropriate for someone who, as interim director of the Anglican Centre in Rome, will act as the de facto ambassador for Justin Welby, the Church of England, and other Anglican churches around the world. He will be central to discussions and meetings with Pope Francis. The Bishop of Maidstone, the Reverend Rod Thomas, said believing in the literal resurrection of Jesus was a fundamental Christian belief. "The physical resurrection of Christ is part of the Church of England doctrine, and I joyfully proclaim it at every opportunity I can get," he said. The Reverend Dr. Lee Gattis, director of the church's biggest evangelical group, said the situation was utterly bizarre and absolutely inappropriate, and Dr. Shepherd should resign. "If it is true that he does not believe in the bodily resurrection of Jesus, then I don't think he should have been ordained as a minister in the Anglican Communion in the first place," he said. "The Bible is absolutely clear, as are the Anglican formularies, that Jesus died and rose again. It is the whole point and centre of our good news for the world." He added that having a senior Anglican figure who does not believe in Jesus' resurrection was akin to asking Nigel Farage to lead the Remain campaign. "He should stand down immediately or be replaced for the honour and integrity of the Church of England," he continued. The Reverend Dr. Ian Paul, a theologian and member of the General Synod, said Dr. Shepherd's view contradicted the Apostles' Creed, an ancient statement of faith which unites all Christian denominations. "Is this really a good moment to appoint as Justice Welby's envoy to Rome someone who doesn't believe in the bodily resurrection of Jesus?" he asked. Dr. Shepherd's appointment came after the previous ambassador, the Archbishop Bernard Dottori, stood down following accusations of sexual misconduct. Even though Dr. Shepherd, who retired several years ago, is only a stopgap, his appointment is said to have been signed off personally by Archbishop Welby. Dr. Stephen Platten, head of the governors of the Anglican Centre in Rome, told the Daily Telegraph that Dr. Shepherd, an extremely good theologian, had been in conversation with the Archbishop by phone before his appointment was agreed. He added, "He emphatically believes in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's just a matter of how one understands that." A spokesperson for the Archbishop said interim appointments were made by the Centre in Rome and was unable to say whether the Archbishop approved the appointment or telephoned Dr. Shepherd, adding that he was a priest of good standing and due diligence was used when appointing him to the temporary role. When asked if the Archbishop was comfortable with Dr. Shepherd's 2008 sermon, the spokesperson declined to comment. In a 2017 sermon, Archbishop Welby criticised those who presumed to know better than the disciples what happened after Jesus' execution. Dr. Shepherd did not respond to repeated requests for comment. His views about the resurrection are shared by a number of other Anglicans. The proportion of US Catholics who regard priests as honest and ethical has plummeted to a record low of fewer than 1 in 3, according to a survey. The fall of 18 percentage points between 2017 and 18 is attributed to the last year's scandals over clerical sexual abuse. Fewer than half of the Catholics surveyed by Gallup said they have confidence in organized religion, a drop of 8 percentage points over the period. The poll was conducted 4 months after the publication of a scathing grand jury report into sexual abuse and its cover-up by Catholic priests and bishops in Pennsylvania. An investigation found that at least 300 priests had abused about 1,000 children and vulnerable adults over 70 years, and that their superiors had either stood by or in some cases actively covered up criminal acts. Since the publication of the Pennsylvania report, at least 13 U.S. states have opened formal investigations, and some senior Catholics, including the Archbishop of Washington, have resigned. Positive views about the honest and ethical standards of clergy have almost halved in a decade, from 61% to 31%, but the most recent figures show the largest annual fall. Confidence in the institutions of the Church fell to 44% last year, compared with 52% in 2017, although the figure was above a low of 39% in 2007. The crisis in the Church has been illustrated by a fall in attendance. In 2018, 36% of Catholics said they'd been to church in the past 7 days, a small drop from the 39% average between 2014 and 17, but a dramatic shift since 1975, when 75% reported weekly attendance. However, the proportion of Catholics among the US population has remained relatively stable. Overall, 22% of Americans identified as Catholic in 2018, compared with an average of 25% over the past 70 years. More than half, 52%, said religion was very important in their lives. Gallup said, given the sheer breadth of the alleged and confirmed sexual abuse, the erosion of Catholics' views of the clergy's ethical standards is perhaps to be expected. The Church's handling of many of these cases undoubtedly weighs heavily on Catholics' minds and likely plays a part in shaping their more increasingly negative views of the Church and organized religion as a whole. Pope Francis has ordered bishops from around the world to the Vatican next month for an unprecedented summit to discuss the sexual abuse crisis. He has been criticized for failing to take decisive action in the face of scandals in many countries. Hundreds of Arab Christian demonstrators clashed with police in Haifa, in Israel, last Friday over a museum's display of a sculpture depicting Ronald McDonald, the mascot of the fast food giant, nailed onto a cross, amid calls to remove the artwork that some have called offensive. Police said a few hundred protesters tried to force their way into the Haifa Museum of Art during the demonstration, and that 3 officers were injured by rocks hurled at them. An investigation was opened to identify the rock throwers, and a 32-year-old resident of the city was arrested on suspicion of attacking the police. Video from the demonstration shows scuffles as police used tear gas and stun grenades to clear the protesters. One of the protesters complained that the government was slow to react to their concerns because they were from the Christian minority. If they put up a sculpture of Hitler with a Torah scroll, they would immediately respond, he told the Walla News site. Ahead of the protest, police deployed officers from its special patrol unit to guard the museum after a Molotov cocktail was thrown at the museum on Thursday. The McJesus, which was sculpted by Finnish artist Jani Leonen and depicts a crucified Ronald McDonald, went on display in August as part of the Haifa Museum's Sacred Goods exhibit. The show also features a number of other pieces depicting Jesus, including one of him as a Ken doll, as well as imagery from other religions. On Thursday, Culture Minister Miri Regev sent Haifa Museum Director Nissim Tal a letter calling for the sculpture's removal. Disrespect of religious symbols sacred to many worshippers in the world as an act of artistic protest is illegitimate and cannot serve as art at a cultural institution supported by state funds, she wrote. In response to Friday's protest, the Haifa Museum said Tal agreed during a meeting with church leaders and officials from the Haifa municipality to put up a sign at the entrance to the exhibit explaining it contains potentially offensive content. The museum also condemned the throwing of the Molotov cocktail and said any objection to the piece must not be expressed violently. A discourse about art, however complex it must be, must not spill over into violent territory and must be respected, even in charged situations, it said. A television station founded by an Islamic preacher who was banned from entering Britain is being investigated over comments made by a guest scholar on the subject of marriage. Ofcom, the media regulator, announced this week that it had opened an inquiry into remarks made on Peace TV in November by Haitham al-Haddad, a Saudi-born Islamic scholar. In an interview on the religious discussion show Marriage and Divorce, he said that fathers should push and convince their daughters to get married, and that it was an alarming thing if women wanted to complete their education before taking a husband. Dr. Haddad, who has a doctorate from SOAS, University of London, also warned that women who remained unmarried into their 30s would not receive good proposals in the amount and the qualities. He claimed to be aware of some older women who now wish their parents had forced them to get married. Last year, The Times revealed that a charity founded by Dr. Haddad had been selected to receive money from Amazon under the tech giant's charitable program. The scholar insists he represents Orthodox Islam, but has been criticized for calling homosexuality an evil crime and backing female genital mutilation. Zakir Naik, the Indian founder of Peace TV, was barred from the UK in 2010 after he praised Osama bin Laden and said all Muslims should be terrorists. His satellite station is still available to Sky subscribers in Britain, despite previous breaches of the broadcasting code over controversial material. Ofcom opened 6 investigations into the channel last year, amid a Times investigation of its output. A 7th investigation was launched in the past few weeks after a complaint from a viewer. Ofcom will now assess whether the remarks breached UK broadcasting rules on harm and offence. Peace TV insists that it promotes a peaceful liberal Muslim viewpoint and had editorial controls in place to prevent the broadcast of extremist content. Dr. Naik insists he is an enemy of extremism. Peace TV declined to comment. Blazing arguments with your partner are perfectly normal and nothing to worry about, according to the Pope. Just don't do it in front of the children. The Almighty does not mind when couples have an almighty row, but takes a dim view of those who cause anguish to their children with their quarrelling, Pope Francis said. He suggested that parents should argue in secret, out their children's sight and earshot. The Pope used a homily during a Mass to mark the baptism of Jesus, in which he baptized 27 newborns, to encourage Catholics to pass on their faith to their children at home. He said that children could learn from the love of spouses and from the peace of the house, and added, "I would like to give advice. Sorry, but I recommend this. Never fight in front of the children. Never. It is normal for spouses to quarrel. The opposite would be strange. Do it, but that your children do not hear, that they do not see. You do not know the anguish a child receives when he sees his parents quarrelling. This, I dare say, is a piece of advice that will help you pass on the faith." He warned that the atmosphere of the home was important in bringing children up to be good Christians. He also told mothers at the Mass of the Sistine Chapel that they should feel free to breastfeed their babies during the service. If they cry for hunger, breastfeed them. To the mothers, I say, breastfeed the children. The Lord wants this. Francis has been a vocal supporter of nursing mothers and has stressed in the past that they should feel free to breastfeed in church, just like the Virgin Mary nursed Jesus. Catholic couples have been treated to papal marriage counselling in the past. In 2016, the Pope said that the couples should always acknowledge their partner's point of view during an argument and should never downplay what they say or think, even if they're expressing it aggressively. He also warned, "A patronizing tone only serves to hurt, ridicule, and accuse and offend others. Many disagreements between couples are not about important things. Mostly, they're about trivial matters. What alters the mood, however, is the way things are said or the attitude with which they are said." Speaking on Sunday, he called on Catholics to never forget the date of our baptism and said that worshippers must keep the memory of one baptism alive and up to date in order to stay in touch with their faith. The mayor of Rome has performed an abrupt U-turn on plans to stake a claim over the coins tossed into the Trevi Fountain each day by tourists. Virginia Raggi had wanted the money to be given to the council to be used for social welfare projects and routine maintenance. But following an outcry over the proposal at the weekend, on Monday she said that the money would continue to be given to Caritas, a Catholic charity that helps the poor and homeless. For good measure, she said money thrown into other historic fountains in the capital would also be given to the charity. Caritas and all the thousands of people who are helped by its members can rest assured. I can confirm that the coins will remain at the disposition of its charitable activities, the mayor told La Osservatore Romano, the Vatican's daily newspaper. Political opponents accused Mizrahi from the anti-establishment five-star movement of badly mismanaging the issue. This is the umpteenth time that the mayor has created a bad impression on the world stage, said Guido Polonzi from the opposition Democratic Party, noting that the initial proposal to deny Caritas the money had been reported by newspapers around the world, including the Daily Telegraph. But now there's been a rethink, and Mizrahi has changed her mind. Better late than never. According to tradition, tossing a coin over the shoulder into the shallow waters of the fountain ensures that the visitor will one day return to the Eternal City. Caritas expressed dismay at the weekend when reports emerged that, starting in April, it would no longer receive the £1.3 million in coins that tourists toss into the fountain each year. Avenir, a Catholic newspaper owned by the Italian Bishops' Conference, called the city council the enemy of the poor, in a front-page article headlined, Money Taken from the Poorest. The Trevi Fountain, which was commissioned by Pope Clement XII in 1732, was immortalized in Federico Fellini's 1960 classic film, La Dolce Vita, in which the Swedish actress Anita Ekberg wades into its water in a low-cut evening dress. And finally, I hope you didn't take it personally, Pastor John, an embarrassed woman said after a church service when my husband walked out during your sermon. I did find it rather disconcerting, the pastor replied. It's not a reflection on you, Pastor, insisted the churchgoer. Paul has been walking in his sleep ever since he was a child.
My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you, and goodbye for now.
On your PC, tablet, mobile phone, and internet radio receiver, this is Lutheran Radio UK.